Okay, so this is a course in how to pray in public, how to lead others in prayer, and this is delivery tips. Delivery tips. So remember that you are leading in prayer, and that is the point. So some prayer warriors are going to object to this and say, no, you don't need to be worried about your performance. No, this is not a performance and this is not applause, but you do need to be able to get the point across. And that's what you're doing, getting the point across. So if you can, eject fear and shyness. Because nobody's going to strangulate you. And anybody who's being judgmental, that's their problem. It's not yours. You were asked to pray. You were asked to pray. So do it. And don't worry about anything but what God thinks. But do worry about getting the point across. So speak up. Speak clearly. Put enough pause in there that you make sense, so that a sentence is together. You know how people sometimes read, like maybe in a classroom, an elementary school classroom, and you're popcorning, and one kid reads, and then another kid reads, and third kid reads. And sometimes, because they haven't read it ahead, then they read with the wrong intonation, and they put part of the sentence with the wrong sentence, and it's not as clear. So you don't want to sound like that when you're praying. And that happens because you're paying so much attention to being afraid that you're not talking, because you never do that. If you're talking with your friends, you can talk pretty quickly and be completely understood. So eject fear as much as you can and think about saying things clearly. Imagine that you're talking to your grandmother or your grandfather who's a little bit hard of hearing, because newsflash, somebody in your group is, and the acoustics won't be perfect, etc. So speak up, speak slowly, and put pauses in between your thoughts. And if you have a completely different paragraph, then put a little bit more space there of time before your paragraph. And then pray like you mean it. Put enough enthusiasm, enough vocal variety that it sounds like you mean it. Now, if you pray at the top of your lungs only, people won't be able to hear it. Now, there are some people who preach that way, and if you're in that kind of a church, fine. But in a mixed group, don't do that, because that's just going to look crazy. However, I notice in mixed groups in my city, where we have a lot of diversity, that the Pentecostals, when they pray, they're well received, even though it's a liberal city, because they pray with more enthusiasm. And even an African Pentecostal, so more enthusiasm, more volume, they're even more well received. Why? Because people want to be with you. They want to follow. They want to feel something. They want to know what the point is. And these people can pray well. They know what the point is, and they're used to projecting enough emotion that the point gets across. Okay? So that's my delivery tip. Be clear, have enough volume, and have the appropriate affect. So if you really believe what you're preaching, praying, if you believe what you're praying, you believe God hears you, then you will speak differently. Okay? So you are not mumbling a ritual of opening in prayer. You are instead leading people to the throne of grace. Also, you need to cue people that prayer is about to start. Cue people that prayer is about to start. And of course, different traditions have different ways of doing it. How I was taught And what seems to work pretty well in mixed groups is when you stand up to the podium, you look around, and then you say, "Let us pray." And then give people a moment to bow their heads, and then Almighty God, blah, blah, blah. What I see in contrast is people just start praying, and people weren't cute, so they're still talking, they're still rummaging in their purse, etc. And so this doesn't work really well because people didn't know what was going on, and then the person leading a prayer feels like they're not appreciated, etc., etc. And then there is a minority of people who get up to the pulpit and command everybody, "Bow your heads." And that can sound a little commanding. If that's what your group is used to doing, fine. But in a mixed group, you come up like that and you sound officious. It doesn't work really well. So what I'm urging you, if you don't know, if you don't already have a tradition, is to say, "Let us pray." And then pray. So you have a little bit of pause before and after, and then you go into what is obviously a prayer because you're addressing God, you know, Heavenly Father, and you go on. Okay? So delivery tips. The number one thing is don't mumble. And even if you have to keep your head up, and even if you have to keep your eyes open because you are leading in prayer, that's the point. And if you are mumbling to yourself, God may be hearing you, but nobody else is. And so it doesn't have the right effect. Okay? This is your service. It's not your performance. It's your service. But you have to work to get the point across.